No More Chemo for Certain Types of Breast Cancer by Alice Park. Phyllis Lissetti found her own breast cancer when she felt an abnormal lump in her right breast in 2007. A nurse at Montefiore Medical Center, she had a lumpectomy to remove it, but an MRI afterward revealed remaining cancer cells, so she opted to get a mastectomy. Her cancer doctor recommended that she get chemotherapy to ensure that her cancer wouldn't recur, since Lissetti's family history put her at high risk. Her sister and father had died of leukemia, and her brother passed away from thyroid cancer. Chemotherapy, he said, was her best option for preventing the cancer from coming back. But Lissetti was reluctant to get the toxic therapy. Quote, "I saw my sister suffer. I saw my brother suffer, and I didn't know if that's what I wanted to do," unquote, she says. When her physician, Dr. Joseph Sparano, a professor of medicine in obstetrics and gynecology at Albert Einstein College of Medicine and associate director of clinical research at Montefiore, mentioned that he happened to be heading up a large study investigating whether women like Lissetti could safely avoid getting chemotherapy, she was intrigued. Sparano was comparing women like Lissetti, who had been treated with surgery or radiation and were then given only hormonal therapies, with women who received both hormonal therapies and chemotherapy. Lissetti was eager to help doctors learn more about whether chemo was necessary for people like her, so she joined the study. Nearly 10 years later, Lissetti knows she made the right decision. She was randomly assigned, as she had hoped, to the hormonal therapy-only group, so she never received chemotherapy. She and the more than 10,000 other women from across the country who participated in the trial showed that for most women with early-stage breast cancer, chemotherapy does not provide any additional benefit in reducing recurrence or the chances of dying of the disease.